Other Romantic Verbs. Written by Poetry. And read by Litra. A. Leverage, Alec Hardison, Parker, Elliot Spencer fic. Summary. Love, kisses, snuggles, other romantic verbs. Five unusual ways Parker, Hardison, and Elliot express their love for each other, and one way that was almost normal. 1. Whisper. Parker drops from the ceiling to the floor, then collapses cross-legged on the floor next to Elliot. "Well," she says, "we're definitely stuck." Alec hangs up the phone and bangs his head back against the wall. "An hour until they can get someone who can fix it. What the hell, man? What are we supposed to do in here for an hour?"
"I think we should just have sex," Parker says. "Then we wouldn't be bored."
"Woman, keep your voice down," Alec hisses. "We're trapped on a floor, not between 'em. There could be people out there."
"People who think we're respectable business folk," Elliot says, loosening his tie. "Guess we'll just have to be quiet then, huh?"
Alec raises his eyebrows at Elliot.
"So you're just going along with this?"
Elliot takes off his respectable businessman glasses and scoffs.
"Like you don't do whatever Parker tells you to do."
"Hey," Alec says. "Last week, when you were away, Parker wanted cereal for dinner, and I said, nuh-uh, girl, we gonna eat the food that Elliot left for us. It's better for you than cereal."
"I didn't, tell you to eat cereal for dinner. I, keep doing that, Elliot. I just said I wanted to."
Parker combs her fingers through Elliot's ponytail as he sucks lazily on her ear.
"Oh, hell," Alec thinks. "He's not gonna get left out of this." He scoots up next to Parker and says, "Fine, I'm in, but you better keep quiet."
"I won't blow the con because of sex, Hardison," Parker whispers. "That's, like, basic thief stuff."
She unbuttons her shirt so Elliot can kiss the top of her breasts. Alec slides his hand under the waist of her skirt, into her panties, and kisses her to swallow down the whimpers.
He can feel her, wet and warm and open.
Elliot unbuttons her shirt some more, and reaches into her bra to play with her nipples. Alec smiles into Parker's mouth.
"Good man."
Parker pulls out of the kiss.
"Come on, Hardison, get your fingers in me already," she says.
Quiet, but not a bit less demanding for all that. Alec rests his forehead against hers and whispers,
"Your wish is my command."
He curves his fingers into her and grinds his palm hard against her clit, just how she likes it. She squeezes her eyes shut and clenches her teeth to hold back a gasp. He moves his fingers faster and she brings her fist to her mouth and bites on her knuckles, quiet muffled moans escaping the seal of her lips. Her forehead creases and her cheeks heat with the effort of holding it all in. Alec meets Elliot's eyes and trades a grin. He loves getting Parker worked up like this. Elliot's grin is dangerous, though, and he reaches over Parker's lap to undo Alec's pants. He gets Alec's cock out and gives it a warning squeeze before twisting his hand around the head. Alec nearly bites his own tongue to keep from shouting. "Oh, shit," he mutters to himself, feeling Parker grind desperately against his hand and Elliot's strong fingers move fast and sure on him. "Oh, shit, guys. I'm the loudest one of us. Shit, I forgot. I fucked up."
"Better learn to be quiet then, huh, Hardison?" Elliot says.
And he thrusts two fingers of his other hand into Alec's mouth. Parker tightens hard around Alec's fingers. She's about to come, and damn, that is one of the hottest things that Alec's ever known in this world. He sucks on Elliot's fingers and groans helplessly. If he's the one who gets them caught with their pants down in this elevator, he's never going to live it down. 2. Groom. "I feel weird about this," Hardison says, looking at the makeup laid out on the dresser.
"Why?" says Parker.
She looks at eyeliners and thinks about which would set off his eyes best.
This guy, the Mark, he's going after his own employees for actually being gay. I'm just dressing up.
Hardison, you're bisexual,
Parker says.
If he saw you kiss Elliot, he'd hate you too. But we can't have Elliot there with you to kiss, so we're just showing him you're queer in a way he'll understand.
In the mirror, Parker sees Elliot's face tighten just a little.
Sorry, Elliot. I know you don't like that word.
Don't care about it much either way, Elliot says. Just that when I was growing up, anytime you heard that word, it was bad news.
Okay, Hardison says. Okay, it's cool. I can do this.
Come at me. Make me pretty.
You're already pretty, Parker says.
She picks up an eyeliner pencil in a deep cobalt and holds it up to Hardison's face.
What do you think, Elliot?
That's nice,
Elliot says. He takes the eyeliner.
Come here, Hardison. Close your eyes.
Elliot's done her makeup before, when she needs it for a grift, so she trusts him with it. More than she trusts herself with it, even. She takes a bottle of clear nail polish, holds Hardison's hands, and adds a coat of gloss to each nail. She blows on them for good measure, and when she looks up, she sees Elliot putting the final touches around Hardison's eyes. He reminds her of going to the zoo and watching the monkeys groom each other's fur. The information board in front of the monkey's cage said that grooming was a social bonding activity. Parker thinks that might be true for humans, too.
She likes Hardison's hands, and she gets to show it by making them shinier. Elliot likes Hardison's eyes, and he's outlining them in blue.
Their faces are really close, and Hardison is staring into Elliot's eyes, and the liner somehow makes Hardison stare so much more.
Oh, Parker says. I like that.
She looks at Hardison's mouth, parted just a little.
Put the lipstick on. I'll get his other hand.
Elliot puts down the eyeliner and wipes away a bit of a smudge with a delicate swipe of his thumb at the inner corner of Hardison's eye. Hardison's gaze flicks towards the mirror, and his blue-lined eyes widen.
You think it looks good?
He says, tilting his head to catch the light on his face.
Yeah, Elliot says. It makes your eyes stand out. Nice warm brown.
Parker holds Hardison's hand and paints the nail on his index finger. She thinks of how many programs he's launched with that finger and smiles. Hardison's fingers are weapons, just as much as Elliot's fists. When she finishes with his nail, she kisses the second knuckle. Elliot holds up different lipstick tubes to Hardison's face and settles on a creamy maroon color. Two swipes across each lip with the eyeliner and the lipstick on. He looks glittering, untouchable, like a diamond, right up until you steal it, that is. Hardison looks in the mirror again. His mouth opens, two smooth arcs of red-brown.
Damn, I am pretty. What did we tell you?
Elliot says. He looks at Parker. She looks back. It's the look they give each other right before they're about to push Hardison off a building.
We have an hour, Parker says.
An hour for what? Hardison says. An hour to fuck you till you can't see straight.
Won't the makeup get all...
Hardison gestures around his face.
Probably. Parker says cheerfully.
We'll put it back on after.
Elliot grabs Hardison by the shoulders and kisses him hard. Parker comes up behind him and kisses the nape of his neck, his secret weakness. Hardison moans into Elliot's mouth. When they pull apart, there's maroon lipstick all over Elliot's mouth, too, smeared outside the lines of his lips.
That's a good look for you, Parker tells him.
She snakes her arm around Hardison's waist, undoes his jeans, and pulls them down.
I'm gonna go down on you now. When I get back up, there better be kiss marks all over Elliot.
Hardison looks at Elliot thoughtfully.
I might need more lipstick.
Elliot sighs and passes him the tube.
Here you go. Give the lady what she wants.
Parker hides her smile in the nape of Hardison's neck.
As if Elliot didn't get hard the second he told Hardison to mark him all over with his lipstick. He is such a bad liar sometimes.
3. Pretend. As soon as the students leave the room, Elliot and Hardison do their secret handshake.
Did you see the looks on their faces?
Elliot smirks.
They look like they were about to spontaneously combust,
Hardison says, grinning.
She put the fear of Parker into them.
Parker takes off her square-rimmed glasses.
You think they were really scared?
Oh, hell yeah, Hardison says. You put the screws on. When they get back to trying to steal UA's research, they're gonna be looking over their shoulders for big bad Dr. Lowry.
Parker sits on the edge of the desk and puts her glasses back on.
Maybe I make a good teacher. What do you think?
She leans forward and puts on the voice she used to be Dr. Lowry.
I'm glad the two of you came to my office hours. You haven't been doing so well in class. Maybe you'll do better with a little more personal instruction.
Hardison ducks his head as if she scolded him for real, but he looks up at her through his eyelashes, his lips parted. She studies his face. There's something in the air, but she's not sure what it is. Elliot raises his eyebrows a little at Parker and Hardison.
We turning this into a sex thing?
Oh, Hardison's turned on by this. That's what it is.
Sure, Parker says. Elliot nods. He locks the office door and turns on the white noise machine next to it.
Always practical, there, Elliot.
He sits in one of the chairs facing the desk. Hardison sits in the other one. He's eager, Parker can see now. Elliot's relaxed, but alert in his chair. He's waiting to see what comes next.
Promise me you'll try to do better, Parker says, low and even. Tell me you'll try. For me.
They both lean forward a little in their seats. They say, I promise. Warm brown and blue eyes fixed on her. It's a rush. It's scary. The good kind of scary.
You're testing 100-foot rope you have to use to rappel down a building. You hang your own body weight from it and measure the length of the rope. How far can the rope stretch under the weight and still be safe to use?
Their eyes go unfocused as they think about it. They look at each other, then at her.
Neither of you know?
Parker's not actually surprised, but she makes herself look disappointed.
Basic safety rules. Don't rappel with a rope with more than 2% stretch.
Sorry, Elliot mumbles. I'm sorry, Professor, Hardison says. His breath comes faster. He expects to be punished. Parker realizes she wants to punish him. Elliot, too.
Well, you're just going to have to do better than that, Parker says.
Maybe this'll teach you a lesson. Sit in your seats and don't move until I say you can. And she unbuttons her pantsuit and starts rubbing herself off. She keeps her eyes closed at first and just thinks about how powerful she feels sitting on this desk with all of Hardison and Elliot's enormous attention focused on her. She rubs in slow circles, gets herself wet. Then she opens her eyes. Hardison has his elbows on his knees so he can lean forward even more. He's biting his lip, and his hands flex and unflex like they're trying to reach out all on their own, and he's holding them back. Elliot's leaned back in his chair, biting on the knuckle joint of his index finger. His legs spread, making it easy to see that he's half hard. Parker takes her hand out of her panties and licks her fingers clean, enjoying the way Elliot flushes and Hardison twitches as she does it. She buttons her pants back up.
Again, you have to con a broker into selling his stock in a specific company. Which variant of the shake and bake do you use?
For a second, they both stare at her like she's spoken a foreign language. Then Hardison snaps into focus. He raises his hand, and Elliot does too, a second later. Parker points to Hardison.
You first.
The one with the two rival bidders, right?
Parker looks at him expectantly.
Which is called?
Hardison covers his mouth with his hand and thinks so hard she can practically see it, but he doesn't know. She calls on Elliot.
It's the bake-off, he says.
That's very good, Spencer, Parker says. You got it.
She thinks about the reward for Elliot and the punishment for Hardison. They don't have lube or condoms with them, so she'll work with what she has. Hardison, you got it wrong. Spencer got it right. I think you should kneel in front of his chair.
Elliot inhales loud enough for her to hear over the white noise machine. Hardison licks his lips. He gets up. He's half hard, too. When he kneels in front of Elliot's chair, the heights are just right for him to lean over and...
Unzip your jeans, Spencer, Parker says. You're a good student. You get a reward.
Elliot tears his eyes away from Hardison at his feet and watches Parker as he gets his cock out. He's waiting for her approval. Hardison, too. His eyes on Parker, even though Elliot's cock is out right in front of him. Parker's clit throbs.
Suck him off, Parker tells Hardison.
Show him what a good boy he's been. Hardison swallows hard, then he grabs Elliot's thighs and sinks his mouth down on Elliot's cock in one smooth movement. Parker's always been jealous of him for that. Her mouth is too small to do the whole throat-fucking thing. It looks fun, though. Elliot's hand settles on the nape of Hardison's neck, and he looks down at him with hooded eyes, smiling and fond. Parker puts her hand back down her pants. This is too good not to masturbate to. Hardison's mouth moves up and down Elliot's shaft, grunting and sweating a little with the effort, and Elliot's face is so warm, looking down at him. Like he's the most precious thing in the world, and Parker knows exactly how that feels. She whines just a little at the friction on her clit, and suddenly both of them are looking at her. Elliot wild-haired and wanton, Hardison wide-eyed with his mouth full. Parker laughs darkly and strokes herself harder. That seems to inspire Hardison, who closes his eyes and bobs his head up and down, gripping hard on Elliot's thighs. Elliot cradles the back of his head with a splayed hand and makes deep, noises from his belly. Parker watches her boys and rocks her hips into her hand and keeps watching them as she comes. When the fog of her orgasm clears, Elliot's desperate, thrusting his hips up into Hardison's mouth. His hands drift up to cover his face as he comes, gasping into Hardison's mouth. Parker buttons her pants up and goes over to kiss Elliot, then Hardison on his loose, raw mouth. I don't know why I like telling you what to do, she says, but I do.
Don't care why, Elliot says, long as you keep doing it.
4. Beg. Parker and Hardison are kissing over Elliot's shoulder, and he is sandwiched between them, with a please trapped behind his teeth. Over Parker's shoulder, he can see all her toys laid out on a bench. Ropes, knives, handcuffs, dildos, vibrators, a strap-on harness. Some of them they've used before, some of them they haven't yet. Parker's never lacked for imagination. She'd find ways to use any of them in any combination, and God damn, he wants her to. Before they went into the bedroom, Hardison pulled out of a really good make-out session with Parker, one Elliot was getting a real kick out of watching, and said, "Elliot needs to work on his communication skills. Man doesn't know how to ask for what he wants."
Parker said, "You did a good job teaching me. What do you think we should do?"
Elliot said,
"Do I get any say in this?"
"Do you want to?" said Parker.
Elliot hesitated, and that was enough. Parker said,
"No, you want us to decide. You like that."
"Okay," Hardison said. "Here's the rules. We all go to bed, and Elliot doesn't get to do anything sexy with us unless he asks for it. If not, he just watches us and takes care of himself until he learns a thing or two about opening his mouth. For words, not for..." He waved his hand in the air.
So now Elliot is trapped here, and Parker and Hardison are so turned on he can smell it. And he can't do anything for them unless he finds a way to say something about it. Parker reaches around Elliot to squeeze Hardison's ass. Suddenly, Elliot really wants to watch her do that. Naked, her hands on Hardison's tight, firm ass.
And how that man keeps his ass so toned on less exercise than Elliot is one of life's greatest mysteries. And he wants to see her fingers dip between his cheeks and spread him open and... Please, Elliot grits out. The soft, wet sound of kissing stop. Please what? Hardison says in his ear. He opens his mouth, closes it again. There are so many things he wants. He's got to nail it down. He looks at the bench with all its toys again. Please, Parker, he says quietly. I want to see you fuck Alec with your strap on. Shit, Hardison says. Hell yeah, Parker, I wanna... Let's do this. Parker kisses Elliot.
Good, she says. I'm glad you asked.
Begging, more like, but no one's judging him for it. Hardison feels pretty turned on by it, judging by his hard-on against Elliot's ass. He made them happy, and that's worth whatever shame his gut insists on feeling. The three of them take their clothes off. Hardison helps Elliot unbutton his flannel, and Elliot lets him because he likes seeing Hardison's long, elegant finger bones move under his skin as he goes. Parker's got hers off like a shot, of course. And by the time he and Hardison are naked on the bed, she's already got her strap on all rigged up, buckles and Velcro and all. A few more straps across her chest and she'd look like some kind of bondage queen, and she'd be great at bondage if she put her mind to it, wouldn't she? Now there was a thought that'd pop up in his next morning shower jerk-off session. Parker picks up a middling-sized dildo, purple and curvy, and waves it around.
Which dick do you want, Hardison?
That one looks good, babe, Hardison says, flashing her a thumbs up. Elliot takes a bigger one when Parker's done this to him, but Hardison's newer to ass-fucking than he is. His boy'll learn, if he wants to. Parker secures the dildo in her harness. Elliot reaches out and holds Hardison's hand as she crawls towards him from the foot of the bed, like a big prowling cat. Her eyes fixed on Hardison. She can be scary when she's like this. The good kind, of course. Elliot opens up the night table drawer and tosses her some lube. She lubes up the dildo, then pounces. She kisses Hardison hard, relentless, her breasts crushed up against his chest and her dick smearing lube on his belly. Then she gets up on her knees, grabs Hardison by the hip to turn him over and buries her face in his ass. He bites down on the pillow and screams. Elliot reaches for Hardison's hand again. Hardison damn near crushes it with every bob of Parker's head between his ass cheeks. The wet, lip-smacking noises she makes, not caring what she sounds like, are what Elliot can only call charmingly obscene. He rubs his thumb over Hardison's knuckles, and when his fingers start to go numb, he says, Parker, come on. Just fuck him already. He needs you to. Parker's head comes up. Her lips are shining and swollen with spit. Hardison's hand relaxes around Elliot's.
You just told me, she says. You gotta ask me.
That's his girl. She never could resist poking at his bruises. Please, Elliot says. His voice comes out raw. Please, fuck him, Parker. I want to see. Hardison groans quietly into the pillow. Elliot's going to take that as agreement. Parker puts her hand over both of theirs and squeezes. She looks at him and smiles.
Good, El.
That makes his skin flush warm all over. Glowing at the praise like a dog. No shame in that, he tells himself. Dogs have better sense than people. Taking compliments just as they're meant. Parker looks at Hardison next.
How do you want to do this, Alec?
Face up, Hardison says. Want to see you. Parker kisses his ear and leans back to give him room to turn over. She lubes up her dildo again, pressing the base back into her clit with every stroke of her hand. She puts a pillow under Hardison's ass, hauls his long legs up over her shoulders, and lines up. Hardison's eyes are fixed on her, like she's pulling off one of her really elegant lifts. The ones that make even thieves wonder if it might be magic. Then she slams her hip up against his. Hardison cries out and reaches for Elliot's hand. Parker grips his thigh and grunts with every thrust. She's holding nothing back, trusting her boy to take it after all the time she spent opening him up. And he does. He's got that look Parker gets when she's falling, flying, trusting that she'll land. Elliot holds Hardison's hand to his mouth and kisses the back of it, because he doesn't know what to ask for, yet. Or how to ask it. And this is what he knows how to do right now. He loves the look of concentration on Parker's face as she tries to fuck Hardison just the way he wants. He loves the way Hardison watches her and jerks off like he can't help himself. He loves the little gasps they make, like they're still surprised at each other, after nearly 2 years together. Nearly 2 years together. Less time than that with Elliot. He makes it different. He hopes he makes it better. Elliot holds Hardison's hand to his cheek and watches the orgasm hit. Hardison wails long and high, and Parker has a look of pure triumph on her face. Elliot holds his hand for a minute longer, then gets a rag from the night table to wipe up the cum on his chest. Parker and Hardison kiss, their hands caressing each other's necks and shoulders. Then they turn to look at Elliot. He's not sure what they see, but it makes them look at each other again, and grin. They watch him some more, not saying a damn word. Right, he's supposed to ask for what he wants. He licks his lips. He opens his mouth, with no idea what's about to come out of it. Need both of you touching me, please.
Touching you how? Parker says,
curious, like she can't wait to find out the answer. Elliot's body throbs all over and he notices for the first time how hard he is. Don't care how. Just get me off any way you like. So long as both of you are touching me. Please, please, just do it. Hardison squeezes his hand. Hey, whatever you want. We got you, babe.
Parker takes her harness off and climbs over Elliot's legs, so he's in the middle.
Hardison wraps his big hand around Elliot's cock, wetting his fingers with pre-cum. Parker's hand goes between his thighs, and she must have lubed up her fingers without him noticing because she circles his hole and then goes right in with two fingers to the second knuckle. Somehow Hardison knows that Elliot needs to kiss someone because their mouths meet and there, yeah, that's exactly it. The thing he didn't know how to ask for. All three of them all linked up like this. There's some kind of sound coming up from Elliot's chest that he probably should feel embarrassed about, but doesn't. He looks over at Parker and realizes she's touching herself while touching him. Her fingers on her clit in time with the ones inside him. That and Hardison's kiss are all he needs. He pulls out of the kiss, bites down on the heel of his hand, his fingers blotting everything out into a warm, close darkness.
You got what you wanted? Parker says, close to his ear, still breathless with her hand between her legs.
Yeah, says Elliot. And it's so much less than everything he could say to answer that question. But it's what he can say right now.
5. Fasten. Parker lays back against the pillows with a happy sigh.
Put the handcuffs on him, Alec. He's earned them.
Elliot looks up at Alec, his face still shining after 20 minutes between Parker's legs. She flexes her thighs, showing off all the red hickey marks. It makes Alec throb all over just to look at the two of them. Come here, El, Alec says, slapping his thigh. He's so short compared to Alec. It's easy to forget because he's so solid, so full of attitude. But when he stands in front of Alec, all wide-eyed and open and smeared with Parker's cum, Alec looks down at Elliot and thinks he's a pocket-sized cowboy. And he's theirs. Elliot holds out his wrists, without Alec having to ask. And Alec nearly has to swallow back tears for a moment there. It was so hard at first for Elliot to admit how much he wanted this. Now he lets them see all that desire, and damn if it isn't one of the most beautiful things Alec's ever seen. "I appreciate it," Alec says, rubbing his thumb over the thin skin of Elliot's wrists. "But I'll need those behind your back." Elliot licks his lips and nods. He turns around and presents his wrists at the small of his back. Alec fastens a cuff around one wrist, then the other. He hears Parker's breath catch at the sound of the cuffs ratcheting shut. Alec rests his head on Elliot's shoulder and wraps his arm around his waist. On the bed, Parker's turned herself around, her legs propped nearly vertical against the headboard. "What should I do with him, Parker?" Alec says, a smile spreading slowly across his face. Parker hums.
"Whatever you want."
Alec thinks about how Elliot covers his face when he or Parker get him off, and he's about to come. Like he's afraid to let them see what he looks like when they're making him feel good. "Sit on the bed," Alec says in his ear, before pressing a kiss to his cheek. Elliot sits on the side of the bed. His cuffed hands touch her arm, and he curls his fingers around it.
"You're cheating," Parker says.
"It's what we do, isn't it?" Elliot says with a smirk.
Alec gets to his knees beside the bed, bites the inside of Elliot's thigh, and wipes the smirk right off his face. He gasps and spreads his legs. Behind his back, he rattles his cuffs.
"You're gonna do this for me? Not me doing it for you?"
"Getting a blowjob doesn't mean you're in control," Alec says. He leans forward and breathes on Elliot's dick, watches it twitch. "I'm feeling pretty in charge of things right now. How about you, Parker?"
"Oh yeah," Parker says. "I can tell both of you to do whatever I want, and you'll do it."
Alec kisses the head of Elliot's cock. His abs tighten and his breath comes out with a bit of a growl.
"Just lie back and take it, boy," Alec says. "We got this." And then he just goes to town.
He holds onto Elliot's legs for leverage and seals his mouth down around Elliot's cock, pulls up and swirls his tongue around the head, bobs his head down again and again and again. In the background, he hears high little gasps, and that means Parker's touching herself while she watches. So he gives her a show, moaning around his full mouth. But his eyes are fixed on Elliot's face, flushed pink and damp with sweat and Parker. When Elliot comes, his shoulders tense, but his face just lets go. His eyes close, his mouth goes slack. Alec swallows him down, and Elliot's absent and peaceful like he never lets himself be. Parker sits up, kisses Elliot's neck, and picks the cuffs. When they come off, Elliot brings his hands forward and looks at his wrists, the red marks where the cuffs were, and smiles. Hardison climbs up on the bed to kiss him.
"Thank you," Elliot says between kisses. "Thank you. Thank you."
Plus one. Praise.
"Good job, soldier,"
his commanding officer told him after he neutralized the targets. Blew up a family's home.
"I'm giving you a raise,"
Moreau told him after he sent the message. Killed the messenger.
"Always dependable, Spencer,"
the client told him after he delivered the merchandise. Stole a treasured family heirloom.
"You took that for me,"
Parker tells him, tracing a bruise he got when he stepped in the way of an angry mobster. Protected something precious in the world. Precious to him.
"You're so good at this,"
Hardison tells him, touching his jaw where he's sore from going down on the two of them for hours. Used his body to show his people how good they could feel. How good he could feel. Everything you make is so delicious, they tell him, licking chocolate fondue from each other's fingers, their mouths sticky sweet. Showed people who needed love that he loved them in all the ways he knew how. The End.